Lowering a pail into the sea, Codge flung it over Gorath. The young badger stood unmoving. He did not even blink his eyes as the cold salt water lashed over him. Some of the vermin crew who were watching laughed at Codge's feeble attempt to rouse the prisoner further. This drove the stump-tailed fox into a rage. He began shouting at Gorath.
Did you like that little drink, Rocket? Do you want some more, eh? Oi! Thicket! Rocket! I said you want some more. You can talk, can't you?
Gorath stared unblinkingly at him, then spoke.
I can talk, but I don't waste my breath speaking to dead beasts.
With an expression of comical surprise on his face, Codge looked around at his shipmates.
Did you hear that? The Stryphounds call me a dead beast. Idiot. I think Viscab must have knocked your brains loose when he belted you with his mace. Can't you see I'm still alive and kicking? See? I'll give you another drink just to prove it.
Even as the contents of the pail sloshed over him, Gorath was still staring at his torturer. This time, his voice was dismissive, heavy with contempt.
You murdered my kinbeasts, so I'm going to kill you. I've said all I have to say to you, dead beast.
Dark blood began rising in Gorath's eyes, clouding them with the fury of blood wrath. At that point, Codge's nerve deserted him. Dropping the pail, he fled aft. Still dripping water, the young badger stood, staring after his mortal enemy.